the day. That was the beginning of Maya right there. Maya and Drew Hill, it's all about me. Right here on 101.1 Wiz, the station bringing you Natty Christmas. Miss Ebony J in the building, hanging out with you on this beautiful Friday. Feature Friday right here on the Ebony J Show. The only show where real talk meets real people. Right here on WizNation.com. I bet you can't guess who I got in the building.
It's Maya.
I got the realest lady of them all, Miss Maya. Hey, Queen. How are you?
I'm good. No complaints. Yeah. Oh, what about you?
I'm good. Can't complain. You know, living life. This radio life at that. How are you? Like, what you got going on? Any new projects?
Yeah, I just finished a project. I got the third EP of this year, and I'm going to be releasing some more music.
What? When?
Around Christmas time for the fans out there. So we have two EPs that are out right now, With Love and Sweet 16, that I released earlier this year. And some more music is coming from Miss Maya.
Hey, I'm excited. How was the tour? You know, you just got back from Australia and stuff.
It was really good. You know, I performed with Sean Paul for the very first time. We did a tour together called Full Frequency last month in Australia. And we had three songs together, but this is actually our first time performing. So that was nice. With the live band and, you know, my hometown crew, we got to go. So
that's good. Now, how did the tour actually come about?
A touring company, they wanted to book us on a particular bill, but Sean is on tour right now for his particular album, Full Frequency, and I was the opening act for the Australian run. So I'm not exactly sure how he's doing the rest of the dates that he has going on. But I was promoting my new projects out there.
You got to tell me, like, what was it like touring with Sean Paul?
It was great. You know, watching his sound checks, he's a great performer. His set is really high energy, man. You know, so I always learn new things and take in what everybody else is doing as far as performance go on the road and watch their shows. But it was exciting to see him perform. And me and my crew had a great time. It was exhausting night after night, but in city after city, but it was great.
You know? I bet. You know, he be doing that dance and stuff, too.
Yeah.
And you dance. Yeah. So how is that? Like, how was that together?
That was dope because I sang one of his songs, one of my favorite songs of his, I'm Still in Love, featuring Sasha. And that was huge worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the Caribbean. So I've always wanted to do that hook on that song, and I actually got to perform that one with him, and we were whining together.
Wow!
Yeah, so that was a great moment.
Now, do you have a background in dance?
I do. I have a background in dance. I studied mostly rhythm tap. You know, I grew up as a tap dancer and a hoofer, and not many girls did that, but that's my strongest background. And then, you know, I have some experience with African dancing, obviously hip-hop, a little bit of ballet, jazz, and all that. So
yeah, I had to ask, because in that My Love Is Like Whoa video, like, I used to get in front of the TV and try to do some of them moves. I'm like, how does she move her back like that? Like, your body, you just be working it.
My back?
Yes.
You're funny.
Just be moving,
oh,
girl.
Goodness. I don't know.
It's just God. It's just God, huh?
No, stop it.
It's the gift. It's the gift of the body. You said, I just been training for so long.
I don't know anybody in my family that can dance like that. My father can sing. My mom can skate her behind off, but I don't know who can, like, really dance in my family.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know where that came from.
Oh, yeah, that's something rooted in your purpose then. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is one thing I had to talk to you about, because I know touring can be really, really, you know, toxic on the body and trying to be healthy. Of course, that's a necessity in this business, but you're a vegan.
Yeah, right now I am. It's a challenge that I put myself up to for this year. I started with vegetarianism for 6 months.
Yes, yes.
And then I'm finishing the rest of this year with another 6 months, but of veganism, which is more extreme. So you can't have any dairy, no eggs, no cheese, no milk, no products made out of it, no chocolate.
Oh,
it's been a crazy challenge. I was evil for the first 2 weeks, but I got past it. And, you know, I found out a lot about, you know, the things that are put in foods and especially animals. And I'm just learning as I go. So it's a willpower challenge. I'm not against people that eat meat or fish or animals or anything like that. It's just something that I had to do for myself.
How did that challenge come about? You just, one day you just was like, I'm going to try this. Like, I'm just trying to understand.
I'd never tried it before. And I tried vegetarianism for a whole year before, and that was fine. That's pretty easy. But I said, let me just take it to the most extreme, because I'm always doing something outrageous, eliminating something from my life every year, just so I develop willpower, you know, sacrifice.
Yeah.
So that's how it developed. I just never did it before.
Wow. So you like, I change my lifestyle every year, get with it or not.
Yeah. Just to, make sure that I have that strength and apply it in other areas that I'm going to probably need it for, or if it ever necessary, conditioning, that's all.
Now, what do you do to relax?
I like massages, honestly. I'm getting old, so.
Can't do it like you used to, huh?
I got a heating pad.
Oh, hell, you still looking good, girl.
Oh, Lord. Hot baths. There's this ginger soak that I love to put in my bath. It feels so good. It's an oil.
Okay.
So oil baths and massages. So what I like to do to relax and unwind and rejuvenate. And, I love cooking, too. That's relaxing and therapeutic.
Therapeutic? What? Yeah, I can't cook because I get to eating. So then ain't nothing going to get cooked because I'm in there eating.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I like that part, too. I like that part best. I like to cook and prep my meal. So I'm never stranded out there with a meal missing.
That's what's up. Now, what do you do in your downtime?
My downtime, I like to read, actually, and watch documentaries. I got animals galore, so I have three dogs and two cats, and I just like to play with them. I have a niece and a nephew, so time with the kids and all that.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear. You normal like everybody else, huh?
Everybody's normal. At the end of the day, everybody is. I like simple stuff.
Looking back on your career, what would you say was your favorite collaboration?
My favorite collaboration, it was with all the girls of Lady Marmalade. That was actually probably my first collaboration video.
Really?
With any females. Yeah, it was. So we had a ball. I have always collaborated with guys and rappers, and a lot of them were more edgy and hard. But, working with the ladies was completely different. So I really appreciated that and enjoyed playing dress up with them. It was fun. It was nice.
That's still my song to this day. They give you that girl power.
For real?
As soon as when they come on, what? All the ladies come in, we about to turn up. I still can't hit none of them notes, though, but Goo, 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 yeah, I'm it all. I'm going to leave it to y'all, girl. It's only one of you. It don't be me one Maya,
You're too much.
Now, in your songs, though, you always talk about, love and relationships. So, are you dating? Are you single? Talk to me.
Well, sometimes it's just wishful thinking. or reflecting on something that doesn't need to be in my life anymore. But, I have other songs that don't talk about that at all, and it's more empowering and just getting through pain and stuff. It has nothing to do with a person, but self maybe. But no, I'm not dating right now. I'm getting me back right now from a failed relationship. So this year has been dedicated to just, Maya and being the best of me as possible. And that's the mindset and mode that I'm on.
Okay, so you're not really looking to date.
No, I'm just looking to get me right now. And once that's in place, everything falls into place.
Of course.
I'm not tripping.
They say you're not supposed to find him. He's supposed to find you.
Oh, Lord. Sometimes the wrong ones do.
I know. What's your idea, man? Come on, let's talk about it. What would you say?
Not crazy. Not mentally insane.
Real talk right now.
No medication has to be taken every day.
I know, right?
Somebody with a sane, sound mind, that's not crazy.
I don't think they make those kind of men anymore.
Honest would be appreciated, and somebody that loves his mother and respects his mother and women.
Yes.
And himself, I love a man that loves kids and works with kids, so humanitarian work, but I'm just looking for not crazy, even though I'm not searching. That would just be nice. and not insecure, because it is very challenging to deal with anybody that has to travel for a living. And all the accusations that I've heard.
Where you been, Maya? Why dude always retweeting you? It don't take that long to make no track in the studio. Oh, you was whining with Sean Paul, though? Y'all looked a little too close to me.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
I feel like a man in the relationship. That's not cool. Who wants to hear all that? I'm like, is this what men go through? Oof.
Woosah.
Anyway.
That's why I said relationships can just be overwhelming, especially when you're working.
It's exhausting if it's with the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to add to your life, not subtract.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do you see a family in your future at all?
I think when I meet the right person, all of that's going to kick in.
Okay.
You know, I love kids. I love working with kids. I see kids in my future in some kind of way. It's getting a little late now. My clock is ticking, but it hasn't kicked in just yet. And I think when the right person is in my life, then all of that will fall into place, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wait on God and he'll handle it. And, you know, you always talking so positive on your social media. I'm loving you on Instagram because you be working out.
I got to.
Like, do you have multiple coaches? I want to be like you when I grow up.
I do. There's the East Coast and then the West Coast. Yeah, and I have a dance trainer, too, that prepares me for, you know, just all the muscle groups needed when you are about to go on tour or the road in high heels. There's a different set of muscle groups that you got to work and train so you don't get injured. Her name is Nicole Winhofer, and that's the chick that crafted the treadmill workout for me.
You laughing. It don't look fun. I bet you be sore.
I do. I'm very sore. I got something called the foam roller, and I'm rolling on that half the time to, you know, work out the tension in my muscles and the soreness. But it's a different day. It's a different ballpark, you know, when you get up there in age after 30 and you got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Just to even prevent injury and just always be ready. So it's a part of my daily regimen now.
Well, keep it up. I'm loving the comeback. You're definitely doing good, girl. Like, what? Touring overseas. That's what I'm talking about.
Stop it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate you calling in. I know so much has been going on, especially with the news, girl. I don't even want to turn on the TV.
I know.
Oh,
There's
my goodness.
There's so much happening in the world right now, just in the United States alone, you know. I'm praying that we're going to get it together.
I feel like that's the only way we can be positive right now. Like, how are you being able to be positive through all of this?
Speaking engagement, Michael Dyson, he's a, you know, motivational speaker and philosophist, social philanthropist, activist. He invited me to his class, and I said, I need to gain some knowledge and insight right now. I'm not feeling too good when I got back home to D.C. So I sat in his class. I ended up speaking, and it was therapeutic. And then last night I did another speaking engagement at a high school, Bishop McNamara. Shout out to y'all. And they attended, and we just exchanged a lot of concerns about what's happening in the world, you know, self-esteem, a lot of things. And that's been very therapeutic to me to just get with people and discuss it.
Yeah.
And figure out how we're going to reverse the mindset or the current mindset is and why it's like that. And it goes back to, you know, roots and how America was built and slavery. And it's just getting back to the core, you know, before man messed up this world. And it's been discussions that have been really, really therapeutic, you know, for me.
I think us talking about it helps because we see, too, how much we are alike with,
you
know what I'm saying, with one another. We're all battling with the same thing. The core of it all is that self-esteem because everybody's feeling a certain way and feel like they have something to prove. But you really don't.
No, you don't. We're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
We are all the same, but, you know, there's been a lot of division created amongst people and races because of color for years and centuries, you know. And this is the domino effect and the product of, you know, what's happening in this country. And it's unfortunate because man created that, you know. We're humans. We're blood, bones, water, and a bunch of organs when you take the skin off, and it doesn't make any sense. And it's becoming a white and black thing all over again, and it's not healthy.
It's not.
For a country that was built on what it was built on, but I was supposed to be an example for the world. You know, we're the melting pot of the world. And let me not get too deep here, but
girl,
it's painful to watch, like you said, what's happening right here, right now in our communities and why we're going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's the painful part.
It hurts. You're starting to see it all over again. Like, we wasn't born in them times, but it's like those times are happening now,
and
but so much
it.
Different.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, most definitely. Yes, ma'am. So before we go, before I get you off the phone, I want to ask you this. What is your favorite quote, like, that gets you through, your philosophy on life? Like, give me a quote.
Oh, I got way too much to say to give you a quote.
I know it's hard to just choose one. Just think about what gets you through the day. What keeps you going?
You know, it's just so many things. And I guess the one thing that my mom instilled in me, well, first I have to give praise to God.
Yes.
You know, you have to have a strong foundation before I say anything, and always go back to that core when making decisions or ever in doubt. But as far as operating in this particular world, the way it's set up,
right?
Gotta love yourself. You have to know your value and understand that you cannot please everybody at one time. And, you know, go with your spirit. Your spirit does not lie. You could use your brain, you could listen to opinions, but your spirit does not lie, so don't ignore it. And that will take you where you need to go at all times.
Amen. That's why that relationship got to be together with him, so you know when it's the spirit. It ain't just that other
Amen.
Brain talking.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Meditate. Pray. Take that time, that quiet time every day, at least 10 minutes sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Five.
Long as it's something. You keep making that good music to touch our souls. All your music ain't about relationships. It's about other things, too. But, you know, the relationship music, though, we really appreciate, because Cases of an Ex, girl, that song still get me through. If that song come on, somebody know it's about to be a problem. Because
right.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on after midnight.
Oh, Lord. Are you pulling a broomstick out?
Girl, I'm trying not to, girl, but you know you got them hits. Shoot.
Oh, my Lord.
I like to set the mood before I go in on a person so they know what's coming up if Maya is playing.
Uh-oh. Stay out of jail, though.
I'm going to stay out of jail, though. I just send them song lyrics. That's all.
Oh, Lord. You're too much.
I love you, Mama. Thank you so much for calling in and talking with me. Go ahead and tell the people where they can follow you to get some more information about you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for having me on the show. You can look for me on Twitter at Miss Maya, MissMya. Instagram is KissMya, KissMya. And my website is MayaMaya.com. New music coming Christmas time.
Yes. So is it safe to say we're going to get a Christmas album?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just going to say new music. That's all.
Okay. Because I'm just saying, I know it's about that time of the year.
Let's just say it's elevating music.
Okay.
I'm gonna say that.
Well, that's good. That's what I like to hear. So you just make sure you call me again so we can talk about it when you bring the new.
Okay.
All right, Queen. You have a good
all
day.
Right. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Real talk from my homegirl, Grammy Award winner, Maya, right here on the Ebony J Show, the only show where real talk meets real people, exclusively on WizNation.com. And I cannot end the show without letting you hear a little bit of the new music my homegirl working on. Yeah, I got you. Real music. Maya's new EP, With a Love. I listen to it and I like it, but it's this one song that I just cannot stop playing. It's called Do It, and I want you to let me know what you think about it. Tweet me at Ebony J Show, at Wiz Nation Cincy as well. Let us know if it's hot or if it's not. Tell me what you think. And without further ado, I'm gonna let you be the judge. Here's Do It off Maya's newest EP, With Love. It's 101.1 The Wiz.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it. I know I made you wait so long, but I've been craving for you. I've been missing you. I'll submit to you. And boy, when you get off, I'ma go off. Let's take it all the way. Yeah. taking over. Boy, I'm addicted to ya, and you know how I do when we're alone. I'ma get freaking nasty, let you have it. I'll give you that special treatment if you let me. But body it up and down like hydraulics. I'm gonna switch it up on your body.
Ebony J Show is the only show where real talk meets real people. 101.1 The Wiz.